I'm with Peter Gold at True London, and Peter has just run a track on mobile applications. Peter, does anyone actually want to apply for jobs through their mobile?
Well, we did the LinkedIn survey and it came back with saying 53% of people said yes, they would like to. So obviously 47% of people said they didn't. But I think the point is that what the conversation's generally been around is how do we make the ATS vendors make the application process more mobile friendly? And that to me is missing the point, because what we've done historically is taken a paper process, put it online, and it wasn't really relevant for online. And now we're trying to take something that doesn't work online and try and make it work on mobile. So actually what we need to do, we need to redefine what we mean by apply with my mobile, and we need to redefine the process. So as an example, if you are advertising a job on LinkedIn, people who are on LinkedIn would like to, in inverted commas, apply with their LinkedIn profile, but they don't necessarily want to actually apply. They might just want to register their interest. So I think the term apply with my LinkedIn profile is wrong. It's actually more like talk to us or contact me or yes, I'm interested. So we need to rethink the process and accept that with many different mobile devices or different devices, people, I think, want to conduct the process over multiple devices. So it's a stop, start, start, stop kind of process. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I might see something on mobile, I might register my interest, I might then get a phone call from a recruiter saying, hey, Martin, you look like the kind of person. Our process now means we need to get you in for an interview, but actually for an interview we need just to give us a bit more information. Can you complete an online form? It's a bit more detailed. You're then a bit more interested. You've had a real conversation, which you then maybe do that on your laptop. Then you might get an information piece come out. You can read on your phone and it says, okay, if you want to keep going further, register for an interview. Here are the interview slots. You can do that on your phone quite easily. So it is about really mixing it all together, but really being clear about what the process should be.
You said, coming back to what you said to start with, the ATS system is based on a paper system going into an online one that's based on paper.
Yep.
So this all sounds very messy. If we're going to take something that's not really optimized for the web and web behaviors and putting that into a mobile environment, you know, is it going to be possible, and can it happen quite soon?
Well, I think it's possible. Can it happen quite soon? It could do. Again, it comes back to the recruiter being open-minded enough to rethink and redesign their process to take into consideration the type of job seeker they're looking for. And we're not talking about high volume stuff here, because if you want people to work in store in a retailer, then you've probably got too many applicants anyway. But if you're looking for somebody really hard to find, there might only be 20 applicants at best you could realistically get, then you need to put yourself in the candidate's mindset and say, right, how can I make it as simple as possible for them to get into conversation with me so that we can maybe consider hiring them.
So hopefully we might see some interesting developments in this space.
I would say watch HirePad. That's going to be the answer to some of these problems.
You weren't allowed to do that. Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks, Martin.